Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Germany, we have Sister Kirsten Marie Beretz, a Dominican sister of Arenberg. Sister Kirsten Marie teaches high school in Vechta, and her preaching today is entitled Talking with God.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which one of you would hand his son a stone when he asked for a loaf of bread, or a snake when he asked for a fish? If you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good things to those who ask him? Do to others whatever you would have them to do to you. This is the law and the prophets." Lent is the time of prayer. We are asked to turn ourselves to God and speak to him in our prayers. It is a good occasion to really think about what you want to say to God besides the daily prayers, the Our Father or Hail Mary. What do you really want to share with him? What is important for you right now in these 40 days? This reflection might need some time of fasting from the media, from chats with friends and colleagues, or with your family. It might be helpful to spend some time in silence, like Jesus did in the desert, to get in contact with your inner self and your own thoughts and wishes. A time of silence can support you to dive deeper into yourself and to get to know better what do you want to talk about with God. What are your longings? What are your actual wishes? What do you need right now from him? What do you want to talk with him? When you get to know this, come back and talk to God. Ask him what you need to ask him. And believe, he will give you the good things you need. Sometimes it might seem to be a bit surprising what he will give. Nevertheless, God knows what you need. And out of prayer, you might get the idea why you got what you got in this moment. And then, after that experience of receiving good things from our Heavenly Father, you will be empowered to do what we ask to do in Lent too, almsgiving. Because you received good things, you can share what you got. And with this sharing, you do to others whatever you would have them do to you. Imagine everybody would give something, would do something good to others. Our world would become a wonderful and peaceful place, and everybody would receive good things. Sometimes it just needs a beginning, a small step at one point, what leads to an incredible change. And maybe this time of Lent could be the moment for a first small step in our lives, and in our world, to make our lives and our world to a better place, where everybody can live in peace, where everybody can come in contact with God, where everybody knows that he or she has his or own safe place.